This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. And today's topic is thinking about buying a home. Ask yourself these questions. Thinking about buying a home, ask yourself these questions. If you're thinking of buying a home this year, you're probably paying closer attention than normal to the housing market. And you're getting your information from a variety of channels, the news, social media, your real estate agent, conversations with friends and loved ones. The list goes on and on. Most likely, home prices and mortgage rates are coming up a lot. Here are the top two questions you need to ask yourself as you make your decision, including the data that helps cut through the noise. Where do I think home prices are heading? One reliable place you can turn to for information on home prices forecasts is the Home Price Expectation Survey from Fannie Mae. A survey of over 100 economists, real estate experts, investment and market strategists. According to the most recent release, the experts are projecting home prices will continue to rise at least through 2028. Please see the graph posted on my blog at askbobgersh.com. So, why does this matter to you? While the percentage of appreciation may not be as high as it was in the recent years, what's important to focus on is that this survey says we'll see prices rise, not fall, for at least the next 5 years. And home prices rising, even at a more moderate rate, is good news, not just for the market, but for you too. It means by buying now, your home will likely grow in value and you should gain home equity in the years ahead. But if you wait, based on these forecasts, the home will only cost you more later on. Where do I think mortgage rates are heading? Over the past year, mortgage rates spiked up in response to economic uncertainty, inflation, and more. But there is an encouraging sign for the market and mortgage rates. Inflation is moderating. And here's why this is such a big deal if you're looking to buy a home. When inflation cools, mortgage rates generally fall in response. That's exactly what we've seen in recent weeks. And now the Federal Reserve has signaled they're pausing their federal funds rate increases and may even cut rates in 2024. Experts are even more confident we'll see mortgage rates come down. Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, explains, mortgage rates will continue to ease in 2024 as inflation improves and Fed rate cuts get closer, a key factor in starting to provide affordability relief to home buyers. As an article from the National Association of Realtors says, mortgage rates likely have peaked and are now falling from their recent high of nearly 8%. This likely will improve housing affordability and entice more home buyers to return to the market. No one can say with absolute certainty where mortgage rates will go from here, but the recent decline in the latest decision from the Federal Reserve to stop their rate increases signals there's hope on the horizon. While we may see some volatility here and there, affordability should improve as rates continue to ease. The bottom line: if you're thinking about buying a home, you need to know what's expected with home prices and mortgage rates. While no one can say for certain where they'll go, making sure you have the latest information can help you make an informed decision. Let's connect so you can stay up to date on what's happening and why this is such a good news for you. This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital, this blog, video, and podcast. Monday through Friday at AskBobGersh.com. If you have any questions, reach out through AskBobGersh.com. If you see me in a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder, let's sit down and have coffee and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you like this podcast, video, and YouTube channel, please subscribe. That would be appreciated. If I can be of any service to anyone, just reach out through AskBobGersh.com. Have a great rest of the day, great rest of the week. Enjoy life. Until next time, thank you.